Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, person. Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast number 284. I'm going to be performing live in some upcoming cities. The first 2 weeks of December, I will be in Nashville and Chicago, respectively. Both at Zany's. So if you go to nerdist.com/calendar, you should be able to get tickets to that. Please come. It'd be nice. I'll see ya. I'll work out some new material. And it's not going to be shitty new material, though. Don't worry. Don't be like, why would I pay to see a work in progress, Chris Hardwick? I wouldn't move into a house without walls. No, that's a weird comparison, I would retort. But it'll be a fun show, and then we'll get to say hi afterwards, so come to those. This episode of Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Say, are you a seldom, sometime, or when I get around to it, backer-upper? You probably think all you need is an external hard drive. Well, that's kind of wrong, because hardware fails. Hardware really fails a lot. But that's the thing about it, is that eventually all hardware will fail. So to be really protected, you need online, offsite, in-the-cloud backup from Carbonite. And you're probably like, well, Chris, the cloud that they're putting their files into, that probably is hardware-based too. Yes, but they have spent shit tons of money to make sure it's all backed up 50 million different ways, and you just have one hard drive. So your information will be safe, and whenever disaster strikes, all you need is a computer, and you can get all of your information back for just this as simple as $59 a year. It's Carbonite.com, free trial today. Using the offer code Nerdist, you're going to get 2 bonus months with your purchase. Carbonite.com, thank you for being a sponsor of the Nerdist Podcast. And now, this episode, me and the sister wives getting together to catch up on our own little verbal quilting bee we call the Hostful Podcast. This was, I miss hanging out with these guys. I mean, really, we've also been so respectively busy that this is when we get to hang out, is when we do the Hostful. So it really is just a gab fest. So enjoy Hostful Goodness, episode number 284 on the Nerdist Podcast. You're nice!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Stay away from the cans.
He hates these cans.
There's cans in there too.
Did you get the? Did you get that Steve Martin DVD collection?
No, not
the TV
yet.
TV stuff.
Not yet.
It's good.
Is that what it's called, Steve Martin the TV stuff?
Yeah, I kind of wanted more of his daytime stuff, like, you know, because he was just on all those daytime talk shows,
right?
Doing bits and like
that stuff you loved so as a child.
Well, no, I just want. I've always
whenever he popped up on anything,
because he talked about it. So he talked about it so much in the book. But yeah, it's basically his own little kind of greatest hits, his own personal choices. And I thought it was going to be more of a compendium.
It would have been great if he had come on to promote it.
But we're going to get someone else that's going to be so awesome that I might cry.
Oh, it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, John, I'm here. I'm here most of the time. Don't worry about it.
That's why I'm going to cry.
Oh. Well done.
Where's your shiny suit, Chris?
I like that suit. We talked about it in length.
I had that suit made. I had that suit made.
Did you keep it?
What?
Did you keep it? Or
I still have it. I mean, it's like a wedding dress. Like, what am I going to do with that suit?
Exactly. That's sort of my question.
Were you nice to the tailor? Did he give you the double stitch?
I don't. I I had the shiny suit made because the show was right, called Mandroid. That and so I wanted the suit to sort of be relatively robot-themed. And
Chris, I listened to Comedy Bang Bang.
But a lot of people were like, you know, most of the people really liked the suit. And then a portion of the people said, lose it. And there you go.
Then did you reply to them? Yeah. You're right. Let's reshoot.
I just said that to someone today. They're like, you lose the suit. And I was like, okay, we'll go back and re-edit the special.
That's funny. Yeah. Some guy, sent in, like an email to Jonah Radio saying like, lose the fucking sound drops in the soundboard. It's irritating.
Oh, that's fun.
And then I was like, I responded with, I'm not sure if anyone's figured this out, but this is not for any of you. Yeah. This is for me, Neil and Cash. Yep. Sorry.
That's the beauty of Phoebe too. Just sort of like we have.
There's another Phoebe now.
There's plenty of them.
Phoebe 2?
Not 10.
Phoebe 10.
I mean, we're on track now. We weren't on track for a while because Scott's doing a big animated computer movie.
It's Phoebe 10 where the two of you can take the form of a bunch of different types of monsters?
I don't know yet.
I'm trying to get that ref.
Ben 10.
What?
Ben 10.
Ben 10. Yeah. The cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
The actor.
The actor. The actor. Ronald Reagan. Yeah. So the special's done and I'm out of jokes.
All right.
So but 10, this is the time.
And with the special...
But also,
the
I mean,
death
it's not,
of a joke.
All those jokes are pretty much from the last 6 years, right? Nothing's older than that, right?
Here's a fun thing: if you're in Chicago in December, go to Zany's and see Chris struggle on stage.
You're a weird publicist.
I don't struggle that hard on stage because when I don't have material, I just go into the audience. And I actually do that pretty well, so I'm not that worried about it. It's just going to be more. You'll see as the hour builds, you'll see a lot of audience play in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then a little less.
Why just like, you name your second hour audience play?
Audience play. Yeah. Full on audience play. It was fun, though. I really have to say I have no complaints about the special. It was fun to do it. I loved doing it. I thought the response was surprisingly positive.
It was a good special.
I was expecting a bunch of, I really only got a handful of dickhead hate tweets, and other than that, it was
sad that we're in that day and age where we're surprised when people like things.
Well, yeah. I am, but I'm also emotionally gun shy. Like, I just assume that everyone's gonna hate everything.
Of course.
Like, we just
that's how I live life.
Start at the bottom, work your way to the top. Mm.
Furman and I just made the Gersberms love song, which
Heard and Firm,
which of course were, you know, I've seen a handful, like most people very cool about it, but then a handful of people were like, way to it's really original to jump onto this meme. You know, this is so like several months ago. It's like, I know the meme is like several months old, but do you have any idea how long it takes to coordinate the schedules of those people and get a Muppet? Like everything.
You gotta fly him in from Sweden.
We had to fly him all the way from Sweden.
Yeah, and it took with the new restaurant opening up.
Oh my
word.
You know,
we took, but basically, I thought of the idea over the summer and we're like, oh, this would be really funny if.
You've been talking about it for a while.
It'd be funny if Swedish Chef and Irma Gerd Girl were in a video together.
Irma Gerd Girl.
And it just took months to get it made. So it was actually, the idea was way fresher before the video got made, but it's just funny. Like, no one will give you credit for like, oh yeah, well, of course it's easy to get a Muppet and Hayley Williams and R.L. Stein all in one video.
Yeah.
And
that Furman
tag is
slippery.
That's slippery Furman. He's an eel, that one.
Furman.
Can we text him that? Just tell him this nickname, is new. The next album.
Slippery.
That's slippery Furman.
We would never give him.
But ultimately though, it's actually the response has been better than I thought.
Good.
Yeah, looks
good. How many dislikes are on YouTube?
YouTube as a whole?
Friend of the show, Paul Bonanno, was the director of the video.
Yes, he was.
I mean, he's a friend of ours personally.
But we're the show.
I love saying friend of the show.
Actually, he's
I
not.
I said that on the first episode.
I don't know if the show has any friends.
We do.
The show itself?
Yeah, I think friend of the show. Mike Birbiglia, we could say.
Yes.
Birbiglia is a friend of the show. Tom Lennon.
I went down to Irvine and saw Mike Birbiglia's new show, My Girlfriend's Boyfriend.
I bet it's amazing.
It was great.
Of course it is.
It was great. He was very nice to give D and I some passes and then treated us to In-N-Out afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, the first part was kind of nice, and the second
That's
part.
That's what Birbiglia's all about.
Yeah. What I should have got was nothing. What I ended up getting was a double double.
Story of my life.
Someone, I guess, I never actually heard them, but I guess an ad for the Mandroid special ran on Marin's show.
Oh yeah, because Comedy Central has.
They do.
But they told
me they were going to run Marin. I'm like, is he aware of this?
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, and I go, and you told him it's me, and they're like, yeah. And I just, all I could imagine was, yeah, Hardwick's got a special on. I mean, you know, if you're into that kind of thing, I don't care. Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Does he live read it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
if he did.
He live reads all his.
That's fantastic. I have to hear that.
I mean, if that's what you're into, that's fine. You know, I hear it's going to air on Comedy Central on November 10th, but I don't know. Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Stamps.com.
Guys, have you seen the greatest review ever written for any restaurant?
It is really good.
Oh, it's the Guy Fieri New York Times.
Do
yourself a favor, listeners.
Do
a
fair favor.
Do your furfur. If you haven't read it, just please read it. You have to.
One of the choice lines in it is the staff are well meaning and seem to understand that this is not a real restaurant.
Well, it just. When I heard the name, like, you know, like they reviewed the quote unquote donkey sauce. It's does everything have to sound, does the menu have to sound like date rape?
Well, what's funny is on top of that, like his donkey sauce is actually like well regarded. It's like,
sincerely.
Good. As far as all of
Can we just talk about the donkey sauce for a second?
The donkey sauce is supposed to be really good.
Well regarded. There's nothing in a Guy Fieri restaurant that that would deserve the term
minced raw garlic.
Regarded. You could say people like it, but well regarded is such
an
academic term.
That's
an academic
saucers.
I just
lap it up out of a saucer.
In a way, I feel a little bad for.
Do you think he deserves
it? It's so scathing. I mean, we were making fun of it when we saw it when we were in New York because it was like almost right across.
But don't
the street.
You feel like, particularly the New York Times, that
loaded it up with some donkey sauce?
Yeah,
hanging out with my friends.
Table. Chicken Alfredo.
Table for 30.
Oh my God, the review is amazing. It's so good. Like when I saw that yesterday, it just brought the most joy I've ever had in my life.
19 buffalo wings that all came from the same chicken, genetically modified.
I Instagrammed Matt again.
Yeah, the same picture. I wrote on the Instagram comment, I wrote still ? !
I can't stop.
Well, that's, you know, it's funny because we're taping the Comedy Central pilot tomorrow night. My Comedy Central pilot, which we're just calling Hardwired.
Oh, we're
until,
not taping mine yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
And so one of the things we wanted to do was to either create a subreddit or go to a subreddit that never gets any traffic. And try to have people fill it with stuff and then just see what they fill it with.
Was it Hamfist or something?
Ham slide. And there were some really great ones, like, you know, people pushing pigs down a slide and another guy getting a pig to go up and down a slide. Someone else did John Hamm coming down a slide. Like it's Reddit. It was exactly what we wanted. But I'd always wanted to have a subreddit called Gone Mild, and there is a Gone Mild subreddit. It's just it's a for serious one where it's like girls in bathing suits who aren't naked.
I got you.
So it's mild.
So it's just soft.
But I really wanted.
So it's SFW.
Exactly. It's totally SFW.
SF dubs.
I wanted the Gone Mild to just be like pictures of grandmas playing bridge, like something really. And when I thought about your diptych picture of Myra, I just thought that is a Gone Mild picture right there, just like texting, hanging out. Did Guy Fieri's restaurant go mild?
Oh my God!
Was it a fair review?
Sauce. You had the option of going wild with the sauce.
With the doggy sauce.
Yeah. Christopher, have you read it?
Rohypnol is in the doggy sauce? Is it like kicked in the ovaries, or is it
cat on a hot tin roofie?
Have you cat on a hot tin roofie, ladies and gentlemen? Mr. Jonah Ray, check out his album on AST Records.
Is it herbivore or velociraptor?
It's probably the velociraptor.
I didn't even think you needed the fucking first part.
Check out our bleach blonde fries. That's a thing that they would.
I'm curious. Is the review? Do you feel like?
I love it.
Is it more that a writer just wants to show how clever he is
because it is so
unnecessary,
but also the
every
service
point that
was
he makes,
bad.
Yeah, every point that he makes midway through the twice through the article, he says because it's all done in questions.
Why don't you just read a little bit?
Okay, here we go. Guy Fieri
gave him what he wanted.
Have you ever eaten at your New York at your new restaurant in Times Square. Have you pulled up one of the 500 seats at Guy's American Kitchen and Bar and ordered a meal? Did you eat the food? Did it live up to your expectations? Did panic grip your soul when you stared into its whirling hypno wheel of a menu? Were adjectives and nouns spun in a crazy vortex? When you saw the burger that was described as Guy's Pat LaFrieda Custom Blend All Natural Creekstone Farm Black Angus Beef Patty LTOP Lettuce Tomato Onion Pickle SMC Super Melty Cheese and a slathering of doggy sauce on garlic buttered brioche, did your mind touch the void for a minute?
That is a very philosophical Amazing. Question to be asking yeah. Frosty Tips Guy Fieri.
Did you notice that the menu was an unreliable predictor of what actually came to the table? Were the bourbon butter crunch chips missing from your Almond Joy cocktail too?
Oh my God.
Was your deep fried boulder of ice cream actually the size of a standard scoop?
Here's the thing with that one.
What exactly?
I mean, hold on. Yes. Here's the thing. What's like, I know they say a boulder of ice cream, but like if the ice cream was like a bunch of ice cream, he would probably be upset about this is more ice cream than anyone could eat. How dare you?
Now, is no, it, I think what kind of boulder? Like a Sisyphean boulder?
I don't understand words.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Sisyphus.
He responded, you know.
I have not read the response, and I very much look forward to it. I'm drawn into a New York Times ad right now.
What?
Yeah.
Is it for Guy's American Donkey Punch
that
Kitchen?
That would be the worst idea. Fuck you. Where is it?
I've decided I want to start calling my fans Jonah Rapists.
Please.
Okay, yeah, no, you should. I will buy that t-shirt.
Please don't.
What's up, Jonah Rapist? How you doing tonight? Are you getting legitimate?
No. That's going to take away from my rape. my rape.
Oh.
You can't take away my rape.
No, not mine. Matt, my rape.
It's my rape. Oh. There's a lot of rapes like it, but this rape is mine.
Stop it, please.
I know.
I know. It's not funny.
Yeah. It's already been cut. I'm just not doing anything about it. Letting the rest of it ooze out. You know who crumple.
You know who uses words like ooze out? Pussy talking Jonah.
Yeah, he does all the time.
Is pussy talking Jonah in there? Could we speak with him?
Whatever.
Jonah, fight! You've got to fight it! There's still a piece of you left in there!
Guys, I can't get laid! Because you're a fucker.
Pussy talking Jonah!
Pussy talking Jonah didn't.
PTJ!
Shit.
Oh my God, by the way, I went to the D'Antwoord thing last night at Nerdmelt.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Was it fun?
It was
fun.
Did
they do any songs or did they
just
show videos?
They didn't play any song lines. They basically, now look, I was familiar with them. Chloe's a huge, she really likes them a lot. And I've seen a couple of their videos online before and I was like, okay. But when it's them telling the story, it was basically like an episode of Storytellers with videos. So they would tell the story of the video, where they were at, sort of what they went through. I mean, they pretty much did everything themselves.
Yeah.
And to see the video projected full with like an insane sound system, like they brought, you know, like there was a beefed up sound system.
Oh, cool.
And
not a clown posse.
It was not. And it was really fantastic. And they were really nice.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, I researched some of their stuff they did before the D'Antwoord project.
Yeah.
Which is the thing they're doing now. But they've done different types of performance art before that, like that were nothing like what D'Antwoord
like Max
was.
Normal, I think, was one of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was great, and I think you just have to see it on a bigger screen to really appreciate. You know, it's like you're looking at a YouTube video, and you're like, okay. Yeah. When you see it on a big screen and you see it with a bunch of people and you hear the music, you go, oh my God, this is actually pretty technically cool. And then the videos that they essentially made themselves, and he would tell the stories about, yeah, we'd have a gig, and then this one shot, you know, I went in and basically painted the entire room myself and then painted all the graffiti on the wall, and then we shot all night, and then I had to go to another thing, and then the video didn't get finished because the editor just got busy, so it sat there for 6 months, and then we had to, you know, figure out a way to get it back, and then they signed with Interscope, and then that didn't go well. And
I need your protection.
Does it ever go well with Interscope?
No, but it was really interesting. It was an interesting.
None of these don't count because I'm looking something up for the show. I'm not paying you $5.
What are you looking up for the show?
I want the review. I want the rest of that review. There are lines in there that are the greatest written things I've ever seen in my life.
See, their model's working. You have to pay to get it.
The Dr. Pepper shirt ended up on Reddit.
Which one? The
picture of me and Jason Wallner. Just a picture of us on it. And, you know, like there was a bunch of people going, oh, here's mine. I'm owning this one. They won't let me use Holocaust. Like
Holocaust.
A lot of dissection.
So just in case people don't remember, the Dr. Pepper shirt promotion where you could go on and enter your own shirt, your own thing. Yeah. I'm a... ... Your friend Jason Wolliner had one that said, I'm a Holocaust denier. And they got printed and sent to him.
Yeah, I had one that said, I'm a Mr. Pib drinker.
Yeah.
Which is cute.
It's cute.
But it's not Holocaust denier. And then Kiki did one, which was, I'm a type 2 diabetic, thanks to
Dr. Pepper.
But like, yeah, it went on Reddit. And then someone's like, don't you see? This is exactly what they did. You don't think they knew this was going to happen? Yeah, I bet you're all buying Dr. Pepper right now. Like, just like a guy. And then someone, of course, after that, finally, someone really had to break it down.
Like, Jesus Christ.
I was like the guy that has as much to say, if not more, but was just waiting for someone else to.
Well, it was at the D'Antwoord show last night. Ninja. He printed out, this guy commented on one of their videos. And it was like, you know, because YouTube comments only, you know, hold, I don't know, 400 characters or something. And so he printed it. It was like in 7 parts. And it basically, the guy was so sure about all the imagery that he was breaking down that, you know, and he was like, nah, not really.
That's awesome.
I didn't really.
I am your butterfly.
I found it. I got it back.
Okay, good.
Here's a good one. Hey, did you try that blue drink, the one that glows like nuclear waste, the watermelon margarita? Any idea why it tastes like a combination of radiator fluid and formaldehyde? At your 5 Johnny Garlic's restaurants in California, if the server arrives with main courses and finds that the appetizers haven't yet been cleared, do they try to find space for the new ones next to the dirty plates? Or does this just happen at your Times Square restaurant where people are used to crowding? Ugh. If a customer shows up with a reservation at one of your 2 Tex Wasabi outlets and the rest of the party has already been seated, does the host say, why don't you have a look around there and see if you can find them, and point in the general direction of about 200 seats? What's going on in this new restaurant of yours?
Did Andy Rooney write this from beyond the grave?
Yeah. First of all, what's the fucking New York Times guy thinking is going to happen when he goes to Guy Fieri's restaurant? Also, it's a restaurant in Times Square.
So he thinks the
host is going to go, oh, I'll guide you to your table to find your friends.
First of all, does the Guy Fieri audience read the New York Times? Guy Fieri audience read? What is that? The New York Times is what I want to know. And is this New York Times guy? His points may be very valid, but it almost feels like, was he mad about something else? And then he's like, okay.
Because this is clearly over multiple visits.
Oh, okay. Oh.
How, for example, did Rhode Island's supremely unhealthy and awesomely good fried calamari dressed with garlic butter and pickled hot peppers end up in your restaurant as a plate of pale, unsalted squid rings next to a dish of sweet mayonnaise with a distant rumor of spice? How did Louisiana's blackened Cajun spice treatment turn into ghostly nubs of unblackened, unspiced white meat in your Cajun chicken Alfredo?
I love the Squid Rings. That's my favorite band. And their album, A Distant Hint of Spice.
How did nachos, one of the hardest dishes in the American canon to mess up, turn out so deeply unlovable? Why augment tortilla chips with fried lasagna noodles that taste like nothing except oil?
I think it's time to send John Deere a Deere John.
I want you to, hold on, I want to look up something.
What do you think the, I guess.
Listen, I've read about 10 of these reviews of his restaurant, all of them universally scathing the restaurant.
But his audience doesn't give a shit, right?
Well, I don't think the audience that goes to eat in Times Square gives a shit.
Right.
Because you can go in a block either direction and find something.
I mean, you know, the bummer part is that there are probably a million. Well, I guess Guy Fieri is high profile enough. I mean, he's pretty high profile, I guess, in terms of a restaurateur.
No, but there's a little bit of this that's very difficult to.
I think they're shooting a sketch in the hallway.
Yeah, I think someone just hit someone with a chair. Oh. There's a couple of professional wrestlers out there.
Can you continue? For some reason, I just wanted to hear this music while you were reading.
Yeah, sure.
Well, let me.
Okay, ready?
I wish I was more ready. 4D in here. Isn't
that was a, right. The Edge Network, anybody?
Edge me out is what they're doing.
Edge me out to get on the internet is what it is.
It's going to take forever.
It was on LTE just to.
Yeah, that's the sort of the problem in this particular area.
Go ahead.
reason for getting all depressed. Okay. By the way,
see, you fucking took too long. You had to be like, what? Blossom? Yes, it was obviously the Blossom theme song.
But I didn't get it.
I said I was going to play something while you were reading that.
I'm actually happier the bit failed. It. Just to watch the fallout.
By the way, would you let our server know that when we asked for chai, all he brought us was a hot cup of water? When you hung that sign by your entrance that says, "Welcome to Flavortown," were you just messing with our heads? Don't know about the future. That's anybody's guess. Ain't no good reason for getting I haven't missed post
What? I don't understand.
I don't understand
how you
what you're
I don't
doing.
Understand how you're thinking this is an insult to you.
Because of the way Chris is laughing.
Because it's a Blossom theme
song.
Poor Matt.
I don't get the joke. Explain why the
Blossom everyone's attacking you, Matt.
You are most of the time.
No, I am not. Don't fucking listen to the audience.
Not everyone's attacking you, you fucking piece of no one's attacking you. I was laughing at the Blossom theme.
It's fun. It's just like it's such a scathing review of these happy sounding plates of food. And it seems like it should have this happy song about like no reason to get all depressed.
And what's a happier theme than
the theme to Blossom?
I think the Mr. Belvedere theme's happier.
You would have been just as confused.
Yeah, no,
it was,
I didn't like it. I didn't like the bit.
Leo.
It didn't make sense.
But it had nothing to do with you.
You can talk by yourself and read food reviews for the rest of the podcast.
I have my own podcast for that garbage.
I have my own,
to make it a joke.
Yeah, I know. Someone tweeted. I was like, I listen to Phoebe to hear Matt talk about folding shirts. I listen to Jonah Radio to listen about Lance Bangs, going on a heroin run with some guy.
Having to change bus drivers was the tweet. Having to change who was driving. By. I read that. It's true.
What are they shooting out there?
I wish I knew which wrestlers were out there. Because they're WWE wrestler type folk.
Iron Mike.
The Biz? Is that a thing? The Miz?
The Schwinn. It's a wrestler who just beats people with an old Schwinn bicycle. Triple Preparation H. He shoots hormones.
Preparation H.
At people. There's a lot of screaming.
Yeah, well, that's wrestling for you. It's sports entertainment.
This has nothing to do with you, Matt. He's playing the Blossom.
I don't understand why you're getting so mad about this theme song. What happened to you during a Blossom episode?
I don't want to talk about it. It ran into Fina.
Opinion Nation.
My Opinion Nation! That is sassy.
Jenna Von O. Jenna Von O. She played Six. And the grandfather from. Was he?
Maybe he wasn't on the first season or something like that. Then the brother had like a crazy drug problem or something.
Joey Lawrence.
Whoa.
Not Joey Lawrence.
No, not for good. He was just on Blossom.
Do you remember when, it was like he started becoming like a huge superstar and then he did the album and then it would be like that thing where it's like, stay tuned after this episode of Blossom for the new Joey Lawrence video. You go to see him from being this like dumb guy on the show to just being all sexed up and fucking taking his shirt off.
Well, some people remember Joey Lawrence from Give Me a Break, the Nell Carter show.
What the fuck is that?
No one knows that, Chris. Listen to this anyway.
Well, dude, we're alienating our Nell Carter demo.
Ha ha.
I love this thing so much.
Could turn it up.
No, he can hear it. Never
mattered before. Leon Redbone.
If I played this song, you would have just stopped talking. It's just the song.
I understand you had to explain it to me, though. I didn't get it.
Bob Uecker.
Bob. Don't you like the juxtaposition of a happy theme song over a skating review?
No, I'm friends with
you feel it was taken away from you?
No.
I'm friends with Bryce Beckham.
Who the fuck is Bryce Beckham?
He's on Mr. Belvedere, the fucking show whose theme you love.
You know what? That show is not longer a show. It's gone, Chris. He can't be on it.
Mr. Belvedere is gone, too.
Mr. Belvedere is always on somewhere.
That's a limo driver virus, that one.
The visual medium of podcasting brought to you by Matthew Myra.
No, I was talking about Bryce Beck.
No, Bryce.
They don't know that.
Nice save. Nice
they don't
save.
Know
I
that.
Like that save, though.
Bryce is a super funny guy. He's. He is.
Why isn't he here then?
He is.
He's here?
Yep. Zip. Oh, hey guys.
No,
Bryce has a company called Drama 3-4 with my friend David. And they do a lot of really funny stuff.
Not your friend. Jeez.
I have a lot of friends. Matt. A lot of friends.
I was hoping you're gonna play it again. It's just not it, like I thought it was.
Don't
all
know
loaded.
What I want there.
I just love the and what have you tried your ice cream boulder things that were clearly not a
not, it says boulders. These are not boulders. The very prospect of an ice cream ball being as large as a boulder is preposterous.
Matt,
so funny. I just read this piece in Vanity Fair too about like the antiquatedness of the Michelin star rating and the Michelin guide. I'm just talking about how verbose the food writers in that guide can be. And this,
I'd love to see like in those really fancy restaurants, like a 3 Michelin rating and it's the Michelin guy 3 times. Yeah. That's all I can think of.
That's I love the, what was that? Adam Sandler, Chris Farley sketch, where it was like a husband and wife and the wife was just reading. Chris Farley was the wife. She was reading.
Oh yeah.
Zagat reviews.
Yeah.
Cute interior makes it so the food. And then, it's just him reading a Zagat review. And then Adam Sandler, as an old man, turned to the camera going, "All day, this is what she does. My life is slipping away."
I don't remember that sketch.
Yeah, it was both of their last seasons or something.
He had a cardigan and the gray hair wig.
Yeah. And Chris Farley was a red haired.
Yeah.
Excitedly.
Oh,
that sounds good.
I do have to make a podcast correction.
Oh, we don't do that.
Never mind then. But I feel like it's an important one, so people don't get wrong information. But sure. I guess on the Max Landis podcast, something came up where it was said, possibly by me, that herpes cannot be translated orally to genitally and vice versa. And of course, the internet was there to say that there are types of herp.
If the internet knows anything, it's herpes.
That can translate from mouth to puss and vice versa, or mouth to dong and vice versa.
I was on What's Trending on Tuesday, speaking of the internet, and Bill Nye was on, and he announced that he signed some sort of deal with Nerdist.
Oh, he did?
Yes. So you can talk about that now.
Bill Nye is going to be doing a show on the Nerdist channel.
There you go.
Hey.
Neil Patrick Harris' show is premiering soon, and it's fucking funny.
Puppets.
So Neil and Puppets. I fucking love them. Do you know what was so exciting to get to? I mean, like, the Swedish Chef, Chloe came to the shoot, and when she came in, the chef was, it was between shots, and he noticed her, and he was like, "Oh, hello, what's your name?" And she said, "Chloe." Like, she instantly just became like, "Yeah." Like Chloe, he's like, "Burr, burr, hello, Chloe," and Chloe's not like a crier, and she just like teared up.
Oh,
because it's such an insane experience.
Sound like a straight up bitch.
Whoa, Joe, who's
PTJ,
not talking about PTJ. Like
no, I'm just saying, you know, you cry when you see a puppet that's fucking that's folk, man. That's some folk shit.
Do you like puppets, Pussy Talking Jonah?
Yeah, latex ones.
What? Economist is not.
Those
I don't think you understand what puppets are.
Those puppets from the Genesis video.
No,
the
man.
Spinning image puppets.
No, shut up. You guys don't know shit. Stop being dumb. I love a puppet that takes the form of a porn star's ass and pussy.
Wait.
Wait, does the rest of it have to be connected? Or is it just
no, stuff? Dick, that's too much. You can't hide that underneath your bed. Your mom will find it.
How's
your mom, Pussy Talking Jonah, do you still live at home?
Shit, she lives with me.
We should just stop the podcast there.
Just stop the podcast there.
Yo, Blossom.
Hey, yo, girl. Blossom.
That's not you growing up good. You growing up smart, girl.
Yo, let's have a 7-way. You, me, and 6.
That's 8. Pussy Talking Jonah.
I wasn't counting my balls. Wait, yo, man, no. Shut up. I don't know, okay? No, shut up.
Wait, Pussy Dog and Jonah, did you not know math?
Did you go to school?
Yeah, school. Eating pussy. I gotta go.
There's no school for that! I wish there were, though. That would be a really great, well-attended school.
Wow. I wish there was a school for that. I don't. I know.
I'm sure, there are like weird classes you can go to.
But I know. I know
learning
that
annex.
But I know that there are. Does that still exist? I know that there are people who go around and give like blowjob classes to groups of women.
Yeah,
like,
she has a podcast on your network.
It's called The Indoor Kids.
Jonah just spiked his pen. He's mad that he didn't think of it.
Well, I had the setup. Half ownership of
this. Steve, you still live with your mom.
Sometimes you gotta let Myra have the spike.
No, that was fine. That was great. That was a celebratory fucking alley-oop.
I think we all point, just shared joy. We all
the indoor kids.
Season one.
Just remember this, Chris. There's two eyes, an idiot.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
We have fun.
Why can't there be cunnilingus class? Okay, you go now.
It was the day before G4 got.
Really? Oh, shit, that's right. We haven't even talked about yet. Yeah. G4 got the guillotine.
Yeah, lots of heads rolled.
It's such a slow guillotine.
It was the slowest guillotine.
Just fucking
ever.
Just constantly, just like, ow, as it goes through your neck.
Oh, it was a guillotine with a dull blade.
Yeah.
That took years because every year there would be the question of like, okay, this is, even before I started working for G4.
Yeah.
I remember right when G4 kind of rebranded as G4 after they'd been on for maybe a year or so.
Yeah, and they were like, we're not going to call it Screensavers anymore.
We're going to call it Attack of the Show. And so I remember telling an agent that I had, like, I really want to work at G4. And he was like, it's not going to be there next year. It's not going to be there. And that was like six years ago. And so every year it seemed like, okay, we're back. All right, good. Oh, we lost DirecTV. Well, that didn't go. Okay, you know what? We're going to do it. And it's too bad because everyone really deserved to succeed there because they're such great people. And so I hope that the upside is that everyone will go on to do bigger things.
There are a lot of shows that are a lot like Attack of the Show that are going into production. Xbox got one.
Hardwired.
Comedy Central has one.
I make no bones about it. What I pitched to Comedy Central for my show was,
hey, let's do this format correctly.
Let's just do this format where let's just do the format, but
if it goes, it'll be live.
I want it to be live.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
That's more expensive, right? Because of the broadcasting technique.
Yeah, I think it's a little more expensive, and you also have to justify why you're doing a live show.
Right.
Yeah. Cuz if Twitter. my show is if it gets picked up, will be a weekly show and not a daily show.
Yeah.
Great. I look forward to working on it with you. I'll be out of
You need any segment producers, cuz Matt's pretty good.
Well, I need a show to get picked up first and then yes, I need an elderly segment producer.
That's me. Yeah. You know how great my hair is.
Let me tell you about video games.
Video game.
I remember the kids are playing.
Kids playing Castlevania.
Do you need anyone to guest host the show when you have to go in for a triple bypass surgery?
Oh shit. I basically pitched. I was like, what if, you know, I always saw Attack of the Show as an information show first and then a comedy show second. And so I said, what if it were a comedy show first and this was the information that was driving that?
Yeah. So, I mean, we had a lot of conversation about that, but like that was the thing. As much as I love Attack of the Show, that was for me the thing I didn't like about when I freelanced there was that I was trying to do comedy first, and they said it had to.
But it was it was basically a news show.
Infotainment.
Yeah. It was a news show. But I would never trade the 4 years that I have there. It was fucking great, it was such a fun show, and I got to do live television, which was great, and it helped, you know, it was just top to bottom. It was really fun.
I'm hosting, you should come in one of the days and do Gadgetron. I know that you're coming in the day after I finish hosting.
I know. I am going to do some.
But I feel like maybe a Monday or a Wednesday if you're not busy.
If I'm around, I will, for sure.
You don't really have to get to rehearsal.
If I am around, I absolutely will.
I'll email your assistant.
But you're right. I will.
I will. There is a lot of that show being made, and I just felt like if G4 had a better platform, the show would have done better. It just had so many things going against it. It was in a tiered channel package, so you had to pay extra for it. Already, the audience that G4 is for is not going to want to pay extra. And then on top of that, you lose DirecTV.
I spent my cable budget on downloadable content.
Seriously.
That's a guy.
This is a guy. Oh, yeah. I thought it was a lady.
It's both, you know.
My name is Amanda.
Sissy talking about?
My name is Amanda.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I think we're all sort of, everybody's got senioritis right now. You know, because they told us a long time before. Like, we got two more months. Everyone's sort of like, and I'm there, and like my AP's calling out.
Do you sort of feel like, why are we even doing this anymore? Why don't they just pull the plug now?
Am I on every day now? All of a sudden, now I have to fucking, anyway.
Yeah, but you got Barrowman hosting this week.
John's great. John's fun. He was hosting last week, hosting this week, hosting next week.
He's great.
You sound upset.
It's the John Barrowman show. About what, John Barrowman? Mm-hmm. John's great.
The way you said it, though, he's hosting this week, hosted last week, next week.
I think you added a little sauce to that last one, a little donkey sauce.
Yeah.
Some sweet mayonnaise with some.
I'm just trying to keep it. I'm just trying to keep it real for all the Jonah rapists out there.
Oh, stop it! No, no, no.
Hashtag Jonah rapist.
Stay legitimate.
Oh, let's start it. Let's start it.
Stop it.
No.
No. Ow. Stop it.
Like it's like the kid at the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, just getting dragged. Like, no.
No.
No. No.
Damn it. No. No.
What else has happened since
Skyfall came out?
Skyfall's good.
Oh, so good.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's long.
What's wrong with you? It's not long enough. Should be a half hour longer.
Skyfall's good. What else?
Every day since I've seen Skyfall.
Is this the last Daniel Craig Bond film?
No.
No?
Two more.
Two?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's a weird way to start the movie, though. I guess we shouldn't really talk about it. Spoilers.
No, it's in the trailer, the way they start the movie.
Is it?
Yeah, when he gets shot off the top of the train.
Oh.
That's in the trailer.
Yeah.
So you can talk about it.
Well, you don't know when that is in the movie.
I think you get the idea once you see the first 12 seconds of the movie. Anyway, all you spoiled was the first 4 minutes.
Yeah.
They're releasing the first 9 minutes of the new Star Trek movie attached to the shit movie called The Hobbit.
Jesus, you've seen it?
I hate the fucking Lord of the Rings.
What? Oh, you've been over this before.
Yeah. You can't say that it's a shit movie, though. What? Because they're really well-made movies.
Fine. Source material, on the other hand.
I am excited. Yeah, yeah. I'm excited to see
Don't
The
you
Hobbit.
Hate it when people make movies about fake
books.
Things?
I'm excited for The Hobbit. Very excited for The Hobbit.
I wasn't looking forward to it when I saw that original teaser trailer where they're all singing.
Yeah.
And then the one I saw before, was it before Skyfall?
Might have been.
What else has come out that I've seen?
Flight?
No, I do want to see Flight. I heard just admission alone, it pays for that fucking plane crash, apparently.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Same deal with that train crash in Super 8. That's like
that was
really
yeah that kind of made it. Actually, I thought that and the movie the kids were making during the credit sequence at the end.
Oh sure,
that made for the price of admission.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw the trailer for The Hobbit and it fucking looks great. Looks great. I don't like I've never read any of that stuff.
No, of course. I'm not saying I don't know what I'm saying. I just was so bored by it, and I did see all three of them, and I saw them all in a 2-day time frame.
Can't do that.
I enjoyed them.
That was probably my
I enjoyed
mistake.
Them. Looking forward to it.
Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer is fucking crazy.
Oh, World War Z trailer also came out.
Oh, how was that?
A lot of fast zombies.
Extraordinarily fast.
Not just like, oh, they run. Like, what is happening?
Yeah, they...
Did Usain Bolt kill all of these people?
They're like...
That's not how it works, but...
They're like...
I get it.
They're almost like cheetah zombies.
Oh,
well, it's weird because they mimic... As a horde, they mimic water. Like, they all... Like, there's couples of shots in the trailer where they all pour out of like an alley and they all like pile up against the wall. Like, they go whoosh and then like splash and then start running down.
I saw
And
that.
Then they like going up the side of that fucking wall and they're all just like... And like falling down and climbing on top of each other. I don't know. I'm going to see it.
and I'll probably enjoy it, but yeah. I'm not going to say that it's a World War Z. It's not a movie version of World War Z.
Well, I know Max Brooks didn't really, he didn't have anything to do with the movie.
No, I saw him speak a couple years ago at Comic-Con, and someone asked him about the movie. He's like, in my head, there's the book, and the realization of the book is the audiobook, which he spent a lot of time working on. Because he's a huge fan of audiobooks,
and so it was cast basically. Yeah. Like, wasn't Alan Alda in the audiobook?
Alan Alda, Henry Rollins, the guy Watanabe from he was in
Blossom.
Inception. Watanabe was the actor.
Blossom?
No.
Was it Blossom?
No, it wasn't Blossom. But there's a bunch of great actors in the audio version.
How many Blossoms?
Also, what?
How many Blossoms?
How many Blossoms do you give it, Jonah?
How many? What's the Michelin
version of World War Z? I give it three hats.
What's the Michelin rating on this blossom?
How many flowers on each hat?
But there was a thing where he talked about how, you know, his whole thing was that he wanted to work really hard on the audiobook, and he did. It's a great audiobook, and he told the story why he was so obsessed with doing the audiobook right. And when he was a kid, he was dyslexic, and he, you know, he had a hard time reading. So they were going to put him in special classes, and his mom said no, like. He just can't, you know, read, right? So what his mom did is find out all the books that he had assigned to him that year.
I would love to get the Anne Bancroft reading these books version.
Well, no, she didn't do it herself. Oh, she dropped it off at a Braille Institute, and then they did them. So he would come home, and she would be like, what did they assign you? And he'd be like, these chapters. She's like, okay, here are the tapes for these chapters. And that's how he was, and then he just started doing fucking great in school, because that's all it was. It was his just dyslexia was messing up his ability to learn and retain information. And it's just so fucking incredible when you realize that it's fucking Anne Bancroft doing this. Like, you know, that's his mom, fucking Anne Bancroft.
Dyslexia and is such a
it's like kid. Insane. It was like misdiagnosed for so long for a lot of kids that they just, you know, got put in.
It's pretty insane when you think about just in our lifetimes.
Yeah, I know.
When you sort of invented AIDS
and
well, no, I mean not just new disorders, but disorders, not just new viruses and diseases, but disorders that we just didn't know before. Like how many nerdy kids from our youth actually turned out to have Asperger's?
Yeah.
Like kids that were, cause I had, there were a couple, you know, in the sort of tiny little nerd cluster that was my friends. There were a couple of kids where I was like, yeah, they just don't. You could. They're just, you know, they're super nerdy, super good. They just don't really.
And that's how you refer to them. They're like, they're really ahead in the clouds.
Like the
here.
Party nerd.
Yeah.
Like, and then, but now I feel like, oh, those kids actually had
a mild form of
had Asperger's.
Yeah.
And they just weren't. That just wasn't a known, or at least it wasn't diagnosed.
Yeah.
And and that's the same thing. Like, how many people?
Yeah, this is a shame.
Probably at least a dozen, right?
But that's why the audiobook, he focused so much on the audiobook and not the movie, which I think he had very little to do.
No, he didn't have anything to do with it. They wanted him to, like he would just say, he's like, I've read the script, I don't know. And this was like a year or so ago. So,
yeah.
You know, he was like, I don't know. And it's going to be a neat zombie. It's a big budget zombie movie. I can't remember the last time there was a zombie movie with this size of a cast and scope.
I just feel like... I just don't know. I feel like The Walking Dead does such a great job of... obviously, people think I'm biased, but I really do think Walking Dead does an amazing job of a great serialized... It looks great.
Yeah.
You know, Nicotero does such great work.
Did a great job, too. And what? Then The Sopranos did a great job, too. And then you can still have movies like Goodfellas and Donnie Brasco.
You know what, though? But I think... I feel like the zombie subgenre is more specific than a crime genre because... It relies very heavily on, like, the special effects are a character. And if the zombies aren't portrayed well, then it just unravels the entire, then you don't buy it, and then you're not into it, and you don't give a fuck.
Yeah, because you have to just be scared. You can't go, look at
like,
that.
It's
you
like,
can see that his hands aren't even covered
it's
in
like,
makeup.
I, you know, I Am Legend, well, I mean, I wasn't really a zombie, I guess...
No, they were like technically like
mutants,
mutant vampire
things. But you know, the CG on that was weird, and it just sort of took me out of the movie a bit. And so when I see, like you said, like when you see them cascading like water, you just go, I don't know.
Yeah, that stuff. But at the same time, you know, it's going to be a big Hollywood movie, and so they need to do something to amp up the idea of zombies. And like, you know, Running Zombies was like the last time it got re-upped.
And I don't get like when zombies have like, it looks like they have special powers. And I do believe that there can be running zombies. I do.
Hot and cold running zombies.
Not for very long.
They couldn't run for very long
because like, you know, because if you get bit, you die, you come back, you know, rigor mortis hasn't had a chance to settle in. Is that correct?
That is correct, John.
How long does it take?
12 hours?
12 hours. Yeah. So if you like, you get bit in the throat, you die, you come back, you still have all of your muscle mass to get to where you want to go. And you're, if you see something you want to eat, you're going to go to that as fast as you can.
I know, but I still think that that fluid is not moving in your body anymore because your heart is not pumping it. And so you're not getting the oxygen that your musculature would require to engage to move at that clip. So I don't know. Maybe.
But what if for the first 12 hours?
Listen.
Well, you worked in a funeral home. You must have had zombie races.
Yeah, lots of times there's zombies in the funeral home, but we just sort of dealt with it. We put them in a casket and locked it.
Yeah. You should probably just shoot them. It's all right. Don't worry about it. I'm sure nothing will ever happen.
We just buried it. It was fine. Yeah. You just buried them in the graveyard and they're not
going to. Yeah. You move the headstones?
Yeah.
No.
The McGillicuddy's built a house on it. They're going to be fine.
Did I ever show you my impression of the guy talking to a shitty property owner?
No.
You moved the bodies, but you kept the headstones. I can't build anything here. Yes, dissect the dumb joke.
No, I was being a guy in the bit with you.
Oh, shit. You're a good actor.
And then, but he was being the guy.
Oh my god!
That's just multi levels.
Yeah, that everyone's fucking iPod just.
There's a whole cast of characters. Some of them are in the bit, and some of them are watching the bit from outside. But they're all part of.
Exactly.
We're all part of it.
We're all part.
But I think they're a fresh zombie can run, and I think rigor mortis will set in, and the muscles will deteriorate because they're not, the cells aren't alive.
But for World War Z to work in your mind, all those bodies, all those zombies have to be fresh.
Yeah,
like they have to.
But it seems like they are in the trailer that I saw.
They're all running.
It happens like
It looks like it happens instantly, which is neat.
Just all of a sudden, billions of people are just dying.
Yeah, you don't get the chance to think about whether or not you're going to shoot your wife. That's too bad.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll watch it. I mean,
I really think it should have been. I really, in my head when I first read World War Z, I was like, oh, you know, it would be amazing if Playtone got a hold of this and then made it into a 12-part miniseries for HBO.
Oh, right. Yeah, they did such a
like
good
Band
job
of Brothers or From Earth to the Moon or for the Pacific. If they just treated it like that, it would have been fucking incredible.
I would love to just sit Playtone down and be like, just do a horror thing. Just
in that way?
Do like, a realistic horror thing, like a war horror epic.
War. But miniseries style, right? Like they do with all the other HBO stuff. Exactly.
But I think zombies on television are done now for I don't think anyone else can do zombies on television now because of Walking Dead. You just can't. No one else is going to do it that way.
Well, because they got Nicotero, which is the guy for, you know.
Who, by the way, is turning into an insane director.
Yeah.
His episodes are fucking terrific.
Maybe he's not insane. Maybe it's Asperger's.
All right. Good callback. I just hope that all of our horror genres aren't being depleted too much. I mean, like already, if I see vampire or anything, I'm like, oh, Shudder.
Yeah, there's a zombie movie coming out where it's like a guy is a zombie, and it's like all like the first part of the movie is just him in his head, like you can just hear him talking in his head, but then he sees a girl, and then his heart starts to beat again, and he starts to
warming up.
What is this?
It's some movie. I can't remember what it's called.
Warming Up.
Is it that? Right? Warming Up?
Yeah.
And then I feel like it's kind of not fair for me to judge. You know, it's like the same reason that I was trying to explain to people. We came up with this Gersberms video months ago before the meme had hardened. You know, World War Z or this kind of movie is a movie that you would have started making years ago.
Yeah, they have.
And so it's not really their fault that there's been a million other zombie things since then.
Yeah.
It just takes that long to make a...
They started making that before Walking Dead.
Yeah, they've been... That's been in, like, production for so long.
Yeah.
Is it possible that Brad Pitt is too big a star to be in movies anymore? Because every time you see him,
that trailer for the new movie where he plays the hitman.
What? I haven't seen that. No, not yet.
Hitman in the I'm gonna say it's the mid '80s or late '80s.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It looks amazing.
I saw a trailer for the new crime stuff. Saw a trailer for a new Tom Cruise movie. It looks really good.
What's it called?
It's just like it's a name. He's like it's like the character's name. And
oh yeah, John. Yeah. We're talking about. It. I can't remember the name.
Gern
it's
Blanston.
One of those things where it's like you make fun of Tom Cruise and everything like that because he's such a psycho. But then like you see him in a movie, you're like, oh yeah, you're an incredible actor.
I've heard he's a really cool guy.
I heard he's really engaged.
I've heard he's amazing. He's
but he's like, fantastic. I mean, but you know, he's like a weird dude, but he's a great actor.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's, look, I think, maybe it's a little chicken and egg thing, but when you become such a huge celebrity.
No, watch Born on the 4th of July.
I wonder if people,
War of the Worlds, like he's like really good in it.
Yeah, but that's later in his career. I'm talking about like, something like early, like he was good.
Yeah. Outsiders.
War of the Worlds, man. That is a great. I like that movie a lot.
It's well done.
That scene where he has to, him and Tim Robbins and they're underneath the house. That scene is so good.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was intense.
So good.
I have to watch that again.
War of the Worlds. Probably can't go to that one.
What?
Podcast.
Which one?
12 o'clock on Monday.
Oh, really?
I'll be stuck here.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
You have to! We should tell everyone it's Mel Brooks. It's
god.
Funny. Since we've been talking about Max Brooks for the last 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, his dad.
Did you
watch his episode of Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee? Well, it was actually the Carl Reiner's episode, but Mel Brooks comes in at the end.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah,
no,
it's a good episode. I like that show a lot. They just did one with Brian Regan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Regan,
like, and he has the small. Jerry's like driving the smallest sports car, and says Brian Regan is kind of stuffed into the passenger seat. The Joel Hodgson episode is really good. The Michael Richards episode is insane. It's insane.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I haven't seen it at all. I mean, I've seen it like.
You can watch. You can watch them on Xbox. There's a Crackle app.
Yeah, you can watch. Yeah, yeah.
Crackle lappin'. You crackle lappin'.
Yeah, you know I am. And now there's like there's Internet Explorer on Xbox now too.
Cool, right?
It's great. It looks good too.
You don't need a television anymore, like a cable box.
And I got the Xbox Glass app.
Yep.
And so you can just type away and just use it as a mouse.
When I reviewed the Microsoft Surface, I was using that, and it's just so that the Surface is really well integrated with Xbox stuff. So if you've not bought a tablet before and you're a big Xboxer, I would say fucking go buy a Surface. Fuck the iPad.
Xbox is becoming the future. I mean, I know it has been for a lot of people up to this point, but the more of that programming they can pull in, like it's a formidable platform.
Paramount has an app now. Sony Pictures has an app on there, and you can just pull up their movies, just pay as you go.
Well, between the Netflix app and the HBO Go app.
Yeah,
and the YouTube
or Hulu app. Plus too. Hulu Plus.
I've gone on and watched like full episodes of TV shows that are ripped onto YouTube. Like I'll type in whatever the fuck season 3 episode whatever, and then
I love whatever the fuck it. When season Steiny whatever. Was just like, where you going with that camera?
Whatever
the fuck.
Now you got to play the Blossom thing.
It's Santa, but it's girl.
Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, it's good shit, man. And you know what sucks about? If you watch a TV show on Netflix now, the next episode just starts to play.
The thing that we've all dreaded happening because no one will get anything done.
Yeah. Like last night, dude, I were like falling asleep watching Freaks and Geeks. Like, that was a good episode. Such a good show. Then it's like, I don't give a damn.
What they do is they immediately make it small with the credits still playing and then bring up the episode before the credits are even done.
Yeah.
So there's no chance of you.
Oh, I ran into your mom yesterday.
What the fuck, bro?
Yo, name nothing.
Pussy talking Jonah, stay away from my mom.
Yo, she found me.
I hooked up with my mom, yo.
Slumber potty.
Yo.
I ran into her in Los Feliz. She was busy doing stuff over at your new house.
Yes, at the house. By the way.
It's like the Jaguar of houses.
Fucking cock.
Give or take.
If I knew more about cars, I would be able to do more like specifics.
I will say this about the house buying process right now. It's an amazing time to buy a house because interest rates are as low as they've ever been.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like 3.5%. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
But
not with Obamacare.
Right.
My fucking Papa John's is more expensive.
10 to 14% of fucking pizza.
So, but you know, before the housing crisis happened, you could basically buy a house if you had a driver's license and that's it. And now it went so far in the other direction that it's, and I'm not complaining, please. I know this is a luxury problem and I really am not, but I'm just saying if you're about to buy a house, what you need to be mentally prepared for is you better have good records. You better have proof of income. I mean, like, I had to prove income for the next few years. I had to give them like every job, everything. And then you get these crazy requests where they need to source all of the money that you give them. So like the deposit I put down for the house, like a week later, they said, we need a record of this money. And I was like, you need a record of the money I already gave you? And they said, yes, we have to source it. So you have to source all of your money. It is not an easy process.
Jesus.
I have.
Well, I mean, when we're talking about the money you're spending on a house, it's probably a little more difficult.
No, but it's just, I think that would be the case for any.
It's a case.
Chris's house is $73
million. $73 million.
I don't.
72 and change. 72 and change.
Why do you need four full bowling alleys?
Oh, you're the guy that bought Burbank.
No, because it's the way it is for anyone now. Anyone buying a house, they're super super in the diametrically opposing position from where you used to be able to buy a house, and so now it's just they're extra 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 careful.
That's
Thank
why
God I'm renting.
So just prepared. Yeah. Just be prepared if you're going to buy a house. It is a good time to buy a house, but it will be very. It will be a process.
I want to get a loan.
Me either. My credit's it's taking.
How
it's taking
can
a slow
I get
climb.
Me a loan?
It's a slow climb.
Again, not complaining. Very excited. Very happy to have a house.
Yeah.
Me too, man. Got some place to crash after I lose mine.
Meltdown went to the New York Comedy Festival and performed. We did the show
NYC,
at the Gramercy Theater.
I know. I tweeted out because a guy wasn't able to go to the show, so he left his ticket under a specific bench.
A bunch.
He left him under a bunch of benches.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. It was a fun show.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah. Jim Gaffigan did it, and at the very end of it.
Oh, I think he's really funny.
At the end of it, Hannibal Buress came up because he's like, I want to go up and drunk talk. We're like, all right. So we brought him up, and we started talking to someone in the crowd. Then like Eugene Merman came up, and Chelsea Peretti came up.
Eugene.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That's really fun.
It was the best time.
I hope this pilot goes well.
Me too. I need that. More than you do.
I am sewing these coattails as fast as I can.
I'm good.
Double stitch!
I'm excited about it. I don't know. I don't feel particularly nervous or freaked out about it, but I still don't know.
Well, you're just used to the process now.
I'd work well with some of your writers. I know that
some
very
of them.
Well.
And you know who's directing the pilot?
Who's directing the pilot?
Bobcat.
Jimmy Kimmel Live's really? Bobcat Goldthwait?
Bobcat's directing the pilot.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You got a guy that knows how to direct live television.
He's fucking great.
Yeah.
You're a genius.
And fucking, he's
Only
genius.
You got a guy that knew how to write and be on a live television program.
Is that you?
That doesn't have a job anymore.
But you still have a job right now.
I do until...
For like five more weeks.
December 21-0.
Can I just say, fuck the holidays, and it's just, but not in
Why
a...
Why are you fucking them?
It's because I was not ready for Christmas cups at Starbucks and Thanksgiving to be fucking next week already.
Oh, I'm so happy. I've already put Christmas lights up.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I want to extend that season as long as I can because it's the only happiness I'm going to get.
Hey, little buddy.
Oh, wow.
I was just talking about losing my job. Oh, wow.
That's
oh, I thought he changed. He used to be a butterfly.
He changed.
Well, I think it's time to wrap up this Hostful podcast.
No, let's just keep going. 5-hour podcast!
No, you're just basically, we're not an energy drink.
I had one at 3 o'clock, and it is working. It's magic right now. I got about an hour 45 before I crash.
Burp.
What, Jonah? Let's hear what he's saying.
I think it's something. When's this going up?
It's probably Thursday.
Friday. Well, you want to promote something?
I don't think I got anything.
I don't either.
I'll be performing in Nashville and Chicago the first 2 weeks of December.
Nash, Chicago.
Oh, I got my episode of a mashup coming up.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Oh, it's good.
On the episode is me and Tom Segura, who is one of my favorite comics, and it's the Friday after. I believe it's the Friday after
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Okay. So Thanksgiving, then that Friday.
I think so.
So that'd be November 30th, everybody.
No, that would be.
I lied so much.
That would be my birthday, November 23rd, maybe.
Here we go.
Where are we bowling this year?
I haven't decided if I'm going to stay in town or not.
Oh, okay. I mean, we could use one of the four bowling alleys in your new house.
Yep. Well, or we could go to the tennis arena.
The tennis arena.
It was between that or a helipad, and I was like, you know.
Well, I mean, what's nice is you can have your servant take down the net and land the helicopter.
No, my servant's a dolphin. He doesn't have prehensile fingers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry.
27th. November 27th is 27th. When my mashup airs.
That's actually not a Friday. That's a Tuesday. Thursday.
It's a Thursday? Is that Thursday. What the show is on?
It's a Thursday.
Tuesday.
Thanksgiving's the 22nd.
He said 27th.
27th?
Oh.
It's
a
Tuesday.
At
5.
BBC.
Yeah, it's that's right.
Tuesday.
I know that because I'm hosting Attack of the Show on the 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th. Canceled.
Enjoy
that's
it.
That's weird. I thought
The warrant.
Are you upset that it's not on a Friday?
No, I just thought that's when the show aired. I haven't really been paying attention.
Everybody trying some fun stuff with the schedule.
Tuesday.
Let's leave this Friday open for something Chris Hardwick's in.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So if that show goes, that's your show.
Yeah, and the podcast ends.
No,
not necessarily. But like that would be your full-time gig.
No.
You wouldn't be in the office every day working on that show?
I don't know if you're familiar with Chris Hardwick, but a long time ago he stopped drinking and started working.
No. But like I wonder if like because this is your show and this is something that you helped develop.
Yes.
And like wouldn't it be in your best interest to just be in the offices?
No,
and...
but I guess the reason that I answered their question that way is because I don't think it's gonna be like a 45 week a year show.
You're not getting $45 a week. Like you should talk to Alex.
If it gets picked up. You know, it'll probably be like 10 episodes, you know,
but like
so,
within those,
but within that
production
time,
schedule, would you be in the production offices?
Yes.
Or would you just kind of come in and,
well, it would be back and forth. I would probably be writing in, cause my office now is at Legendary.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so,
but it's always so nice to be inside the office.
Yeah,
but I also like to write separately too. And then kind of like,
yeah,
I like bringing an idea. I like to like, hey, let's, you know, here's some ideas and now let's all bounce a bunch of ideas around. And you know, so.
And imagine you'd probably do like daily meetings for that thing.
Probably. Well, I'm guessing it would be leading up to the show, like the 3 days leading up to the show.
Yeah,
you'd want to be in there. You'd basically be sifting. You'd probably be sifting through information in a 5 day week. You'd probably be sifting through information the first 2 days, and then the 3 days leading up to the show, like really hammering out. Because a show like this, the way that it works is that you just have to have a solid structure in place, and you know that like this is this segment, this is this segment, this is this segment. It's kind of modular in that way.
Yeah.
And then if it's a live show, the news of the week all of a sudden becomes the pie filling that you then fill the structure in with. So you really, it's really just finding what those things are and filling your structure in. And that really has to happen to be relevant that as a live show, that has to happen like a few days prior so that everything's current.
Are you going to do packages that you'll be in?
Not for the pilot.
Yeah.
Not for the pilot, no.
You should do a Skyfall sketch that I'm in.
That was a great sketch.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was good. I forgot to get back to it.
I love that sketch.
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah,
it's
good.
Pajama lamps. Fucking great.
That was a lot of fun.
I tried to get them to let me put that on the Nerdist channel.
Yeah, then they put it on YouTube.
Well, at least they put it up. Yeah. That was the important thing.
Yeah. Anyway.
I wanted it because I knew that, I mean, I don't know how long the JOTS, the G4 YouTube channel is going to be up.
Oh, I should probably rip off some of my stuff.
Here's what I wonder. Like, when are they going to purge the system and just all of those attacks?
When is Comcast, when is NBC going to jam its finger down its throat and throw up all of G4's programming?
Like, purge it. Like, I wonder if, like, you can...
just taking up space on hard drives?
Can you go back in Daisy and get old Talk Soup episodes? I don't know.
I think
no, you can't, actually. Oh, you mean in the system
here
in the...
They must have them somewhere.
Because they got. I've looked at stuff on Daisy on E from a long time ago.
Yeah, I've looked at old stuff too, but I feel like that they're not everything. I feel like
Daisy's the archive.
They're just gonna. I feel like they're gonna purge the system at some point, and they're gonna.
They would have to, because there's no reason to keep all that stuff.
Yeah.
They would put it somewhere on a, you know, on discs, and
they put it in the underground vault, hopefully.
Yep.
Not that we'd ever need it, but. Sometimes you want to see what happened when Kevin and Olivia put on fat suits.
Oh, the internet got mad. That's what happened.
That's right.
We got to have Kevin on to talk about it. I'd love his take on the whole thing.
Oh, but, I would love to hear it.
All right. So we'll get Kevin Pereira soon. That's it. That's the end of this episode.
Already?
All right.
Yeah.
It felt like no time flew by.
67:45.
Oh, gross. We gave him too much.
Yeah.
It's not 67:45 anymore.
You don't deserve this much.
It's always 67:45 somewhere.
Chris, I'd like you to go ahead and cut out at least 2 minutes of podcast.
Starting now.
No, start before.
Before now?
Yeah, I want to give him 65.
All right. Enjoy your burrito, unless it's a Guy Fieri's All-American Restaurant Cock Punch.
Man, that guy can fuck up anything.
Oh...
In that case, enjoy your burrito.
Listen, if you need me to come to your house and review gadgets, I'm available December 22nd.
Just pay him his day rate.
Yep, which is a nickel.
Well, I'm sure you just saved a bunch of money, so you'll be okay.
I gave a bunch to my parents.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was sweet when I had a job. Anyway.
You have a job right now. Enjoy your burrito.
I am enjoying it. Thanks. It's got no tortilla, though. Till Saturday.
Enjoy your naked burrito.
Oh, Saturday. I'm going to eat so many fucking Cake Boss cakes. Cake Boss. He now sells cakes at Ralph's.
I'm almost just thinking about ending it like right there. He also sells cakes at Ralph's. Ding, 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 ding.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.